it just seemed that Rapids was able to get separation and get behind your defense. Was that just team speed they were using, or what were they doing to get free?
Yeah, I mean, I think their team speed is really good. I mean, they're a very good team. They may be, you know, one of the top teams for sure that we've seen all year. And I think our foot speed sometimes has been, you know, a little bit suspect and has been shown to be a little bit questionable. But we're working on that every day, too. And like I said, I mean, we're learning as we go.
The other thing you see, you watch a team like that, they catch their passes. The passes are crisp. They're right on the tape. Something your team has struggled with at times this year.
Yeah, we struggle a little bit. I think we're getting better at that. You know, I think our lines are starting to gel a little more. And everything we do in warm-ups now, the first 20, 25 minutes of practice, is always a lot of passing, a lot of talking and communication. So I think that is getting better. But when you watch a team that operates at a little bit higher level, it is interesting to see how those things which seem little are really big. I mean, they change the whole outcome of a game.
And it doesn't get any easier tonight, obviously. Crosstown rival, always, it's always been a tough matchup for the Lumberjacks, especially in the Kuhlman Cup game. What do you do to slow down this team?
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely a good challenge for us. And we've had a, you know, a long line of tough games here with Spash and Rapids in this. And then we have Pines next week. And but, it, you know, it is good for our kids to play games like this and to see what that competition feels like and looks like. But, I mean, we feel like we're really well prepared for tonight. We feel like we have a good game plan, you know, with some forecheck and D-zone adjustments we're making. So I feel like we're ready.
Over halfway through the season now, maybe talk a little bit about some of the guys that have surprised you with the way they have improved from the beginning of the season to now. Anybody jump out at you?
Well, I mean, if we even go past just this season, you know, our senior captain, Andrew Daniel, has just come from where he started as a freshman to now. I mean, that's just so rewarding for me to see that. You know, whether we win or lose, I just have really great respect for a kid like that who's been, you know, started out kind of as a grinder, and now he really is a scorer, and his speed has gotten so much better. The whole line with Cody Krasowski and Andy Cravens and Eric Schumacher, you know, started out as a grind line, and they surprised us all. They're our top scoring line at the moment, and for them that's really nice too. But, you know, these kids surprise me every day in a lot of different ways, but, you know, always good ways.
We should talk about the elephant in the room, and I talked about it with P2, the situation they had with Stevens Point the other night, two game suspensions, and now they face a third one, which would kick them out of the tournament. I mean, what do you talk to your team about when you're taking on a team that is in this situation? Do you change the way you play? Do you think they'll change the way they play?
I don't know that we'll talk about it at all. I mean, I think our guys probably know about it. You know, and have read about it. I don't know that we'll talk about it in reference to West, per se, but we talk about it with our kids, you know, pretty constantly about not checking from behind and being able to control your temper. But, you know, things happen. I wasn't at that game. I only read the paper. And so without being there, it would be hard to judge what truly happened there. But, yeah, I wouldn't want to be in that position, you know, having two and having that third one hanging over my head. So I'm glad that we're not.
That's East Coach Nino Rasmussen back with more after this. Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
Tom King back here at Marathon Park. We're in our second intermission of the Kuhlman Cup game. Wausau West leading 3-2. The Lumberjacks tied the game up, scoring two goals in the second period. But West was able to get a late power play goal with just 16 seconds to play, and they lead it by a score of 3-2. West got on the board first back in the first period. Kevin Connolly with the first goal of the game, a power play goal for the Warriors, assisted by Adam Parcells and Kellen Theraldson. Power play goal at the 10:50 mark. It was 1-0. The Warriors tallied again in the first. That goal being scored by Zach Peterson with assists going to Andrew Lee and Logan Clement. Even strength goal at the 13:50 mark, and we ended the first period with West up 2-0. The Lumberjacks countered, though, with two quick goals. Two goals that were very close together in the second period. A power play goal scored at the 9:54 mark. That was scored by Nick DeVorney. He deflected a shot from Andrew Daniel, and DeVorney got the goal, and it was 2-1. Lumberjacks tied it up, though, shortly thereafter at the 11:03 mark. An even strength goal. There was a scrum in front of the net, and Ben Feck was able to knock it past Sam Wiegert to tie the game. And then the Warriors got a late power play in the period. East had a chance to clear the zone, didn't do it, and Adam Parcells fired one in from the point with the assist going to Kellen Theraldson, his second assist of the night, and West has the lead here 3-2 in our second intermission. Lumberjack Warrior Hockey is brought to you in part tonight by the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman, a proud supporter of Lumberjack and Warrior Sports, wishing all of the area athletes a successful season. Also, Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home. Don't forget, tomorrow night it will be doubleheader action of hoops and hockey. First up, Wausau East and Stevens Point from the Spanish Fieldhouse. Pre-game show at 7:15 and the tip set for 7:30. I'll have that one for you. And then Chris Conley will have the Evergreens as they take on Sun Prairie in hockey from Greenhack. Sun Prairie coming up for games tomorrow night against Everest and Saturday afternoon against East. We'll have that East-Sun Prairie game for you right here on Saturday afternoon live. Pre-game show at 1:45. The puck drops at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. Both teams returning to the ice, and we'll get set to go here with the third period. And see not only if the Lumberjacks can hang in there, but if they can get the equalizer. I think a lot of fans probably thought when West went up 2-0, that was going to be all she wrote. The Lumberjacks have not scored a lot of goals this year, but they were able to get two to tie it, and then gave up the late one in the period to give the Warriors the lead back by a score of 3-2. All right, West will start with the defensive pair of Andrew Metzinger and the freshman Jacob Evans, and the starting line of Logan Clement, Andrew Lee, and Zach Peterson. Lumberjacks with Gabe McGinnity. Andrew Daniel and Landon Daniel, and the defensive pair of Sam Romanski and Trevor Holcomb. Both teams at center ice, and we're underway. Lumberjacks grab the loose puck off the faceoff. Holcomb sends it ahead, but the Warriors grab it at center ice. Battle for it there. Comes out, and now grabbed and carried into the zone. Landon Dano, can he get a shot away? He does. It goes wide. McGinnity backhands a pass in front. Shot! Oh, that went wide as Andrew Dano turned and took a shot from the slot. Warriors grab the loose puck. And now they break it out, and here they come the other way. This is Logan Clement. Clement's going to carry it in. Centering pass, and the puck knocked to the far boards. And Warriors able to hold the zone. They get it down low. Poke checked away, though, to the boards again. Landon Daniel's going to flip it up and out of the zone. Warriors will chase it down. They're going to wave off icing as Parcells gets to the puck, tries a long pass, but there's nobody there for West. And that will be an icing call against the Warriors. Parcells just turned and fired a long pass. He expected somebody to be there, but they were changing and nobody got there in time. So icing is the call against the Warriors. Forgot to tell you, saves in the period, 14 for Ian Corbett for a two-period total of 27. Four saves for Wiegert. He's got 9 for the game so far. So once again, the Lumberjacks being outshot by a lot, as they have many times this season. Warriors able to clear the zone. Piscula will grab the loose puck and flip it up and off the netting, and we get a whistle. 15:58 to play here in this one. Warriors leading 3-2. If you would have told the East coaching staff that it was a one-goal game in the third period, I think they would have taken that before the game. Warriors hold the zone. They throw it in from the point. Corbett grabs that one on a wrister from the point by Kellen Theraldson. And we get a whistle here, and another faceoff coming. Faceoff to the left of Corbett. Comes right to the point, shot thrown in, and once again, the save made by Corbett. The shooter that time was Drew Pearson. He couldn't get much on that one. And Corbett was able to grab it with his glove and get the whistle here. This time the faceoff knocked to the near boards. And that pops up and out of play. So we'll try it again. Big crowd here at Marathon Park tonight, as you might expect. Puck slides down into the corner, and once again, that flips up off the ceiling, and we'll get another faceoff. East had a couple of players streaking ahead. They could have got him that pass. Instead, it hits off one of the beams on the ceiling. Warriors are going to change their line here. East is the home team tonight, so they will get the final line change if they want it. This time the puck knocked behind the East net. Nobody's going there to get it. Finally, Romanski will try. What Warriors try to center it, and they can't hold the pass. It comes out of the zone. They come out to center ice and will try to attack again. Now we're getting an offside call against West. Puck got knocked away at the blue line, and they're going to call a hand pass. Hand pass the call, and the faceoff's going to come all the way down in the East offensive zone. Faceoff slides to the boards. East controls it. Krasowski knocks it down on the corner. Now Cravens throws the pass back, and it was in the skates of Schumacher. He couldn't get a stick on it. Here comes West back the other way. Into the zone. Pass. That goes to the corner. Warrior player couldn't get there in time. The puck pops up. It's along the boards behind the East net. Now knocked off the ledge and sent into the corner. Warriors have it. Now being pinned up against the boards down there. Comes out to the point. They send it back behind the net again. Holcomb and Schumacher back down there. Now it's kicked to the corner. Sent behind the net. Warriors try to center it. They get it out to the point. Parcells winds up, fires. Corbett gets a stick on that. Out to the sideboards again. There's a shot thrown in that goes way wide. All the way out to the opposite point. That's thrown in and blocked by Holcomb. He sends it around the net, or around the boards, and East will clear it. Now stood up at the blue line was Cravens as he tried to carry it in. West is going to attack. East got a change. Landon Daniel knocked it back the other way. Now here comes Parcells. He's in open ice. His pass to Conley is poked away. Now back the other way comes McGinnity. He's going to flick it in deep. And East will give chase. Andrew Daniel in on the forecheck. He's digging with Parcells. Comes behind the West net to Metzinger. Held in by Landon Daniel. Now Andrew Daniel tries to get a stick on it. Warriors look to break it out. There's a shot from the point off the mask of Wiegert and goes to the near boards. Holy cow, Knuckles blasted one, and that got Wiegert right in the head. Centering pass shot, and Wiegert's going to bobble it and then grab it. And we get a whistle. Knuckles took a big shot from the point, and it hit Wiegert right in the mask and went to the boards. He's got another handed shot away, and Sam was able to get the glove on it and get the save. Lumberjacks with some pressure here, trying to get the equalizer. West leads it 3-2. Faceoff is loose out to the point. That's Piscula, and he can't win the battle. It's taken away and knocked out of the zone. Knuckles is going to try to chase it down for the Lumberjacks. He's being pressured, though, and the Warriors will grab the loose puck in the corner. Now there's a battle for it, and East comes out of there with it. Here comes Knuckles. He's going to carry it. Flip the pass ahead. That's poked away, though, knocked away by Zach Peterson. Warriors go D to D with it. They look to break it out. Held at center ice, though, by the Lumberjacks. Good job by Piscula there. Now the Warriors set it the length of the ice. That'll be an icing call. Why did they wave off icing on that? That was never touched. They wave off the icing. The East will send it ahead. It goes off the back of one of the officials, and now the Lumberjacks will send it in. Warriors will grab it. Send it to the opposite corner. Parcells sends a long breakout pass ahead. And here comes West. Into the zone they come. Centering pass. They got a bad shot. And what do we got? Corbett made the save on that, I think. Or it deflected up and out of play. No, Corbett got that one in the glove. West got a good shot away from the slot there. And Corbett made the save. 12:39 to play here in the third. 3-2 West. Face off to the Warriors. There's a shot. Corbett gets down on the ice and makes a save on that. East will clear the zone out to center ice. West sends it back the other way, and we'll dump it in all the way around to the far boards. Romanski's going to grab it there, send it behind his own net. East looks to clear it, can't get it out. Centering pass in the slot, nice job defensively right there. Cravens broke up that shot attempt, and now East trying to get it back the other way. Krasowski will send it in deep. Wiegert's going to clear it away as they try to catch East in a change. Warriors overskate the puck, though. Now here comes West back the other way. Lumberjacks grab the loose puck, though. Landon Daniel will send it in. Parcells back on the ice. He'll grab it for West behind his own net. And here comes the long pass ahead. That's too far. And they wave off icing. Battle for the loose puck. The Warriors have it. Pass to Parcells. He shoots. That goes wide. Might have got a piece of it. Puck comes behind the net. There's a pass and a shot in the slot, and that shot deflects wide. Battle in the corner. Piscula's in there trying to get it out. They get it out to the point again. Parcells with it. Now cycles it down to the boards. Walking in front. Shot! That deflected. Didn't get through. Battle behind the net. East needs to clear this thing. Get it out of there. Now they will. Carrying it out. Out to center ice. Poke checked away. One of the Warriors dumped it back the other way. Gessler, before he lost an edge and went down. Here comes Parcells coming in. Penalty coming against East. And it will be a penalty against the Lumberjacks. It's going to be an interference call. And West is going to get a power play here. Interference, the call. I think they got Cummings. Austin Cummings will get the interference call. And once again, the Warriors have a power play here. They scored on the power play near the end of the second period, which gave them the lead. Now they have another chance with a man advantage. That's been one of the problems for East this year. They've been in the box a lot. Not the other night against Rapids, but in other games they have been. West controls it. They're on the man advantage. Walking it in. Lee takes the shot and a high glove save by Corbett. And we get a whistle. That time they gave him an open lane and Corbett could see that one all the way and was able to make the glove save. And the puck is down behind the net. Knuckles tries to send it out. Warriors control it out to the point. Metzinger back to Lee. Lee looks, skates. They're trying to get traffic in front. There's a shot. Pad save made by Corbett. And we get a whistle. And we're going to get a, are we going to get a penalty or a man in the crease? We are going to get, man in the crease. So the faceoff is coming out of the zone. East will change up their penalty killing unit here, or at least some of it. Warriors dump it back in. And it's grabbed and sent out of the zone by Romanski. West needs to chase it down. A minute 27 remaining in the power play for the Warriors. Back the other way they come. They backhand it into the zone, down in the corner. Peterson will try to grab it there. Romanski tries to tie him up. Andrew Daniel down there trying to help. Puck comes along the far boards, out to the point. Parcells got it. Parcells looks on top. Now back down to Metzinger. Backdoor pass. This is Lee. Now back out on top to Parcells. He winds up, fakes the shot. Back to Lee. Lee dances out on top. Back to Parcells. Lumberjacks trying to clog up the middle. Back to Lee. He shoots. And that's blocked by Feck. And then East is able to clear the zone. All the way to the other end. Landon Daniel will clear it. Feck blocked the shot. 43 seconds remaining in the man advantage for the Warriors. Parcells is going to carry it ahead and into the zone. Parcells dances through traffic, and then he won't take the shot. Instead, we'll send it back out on top. Now he tries to get it back, overskates the puck, and it's run down by Justin Anderson. Now Parcells winds up. That's blocked by Landon Daniel. There's a shot that goes wide. I think Daniel took that one right on the leg. Now West has it again. They walk it in. Shot! And a goal! They got traffic in front of Corbett that time, and I don't think he ever saw that one. And that is going to be one of the freshmen. Kellen Therrelson will get the goal from out on top. A power play goal, and the Warriors now lead by two. It's 4-2. Three power play goals tonight for West. That's been the difference. Therrelson will pop it in from out on top. And lots of traffic in front that time, and Corbett never saw it. Face off at center ice. 9:12 to play here. Third period. Warriors by two. East wins the draw that time, sends it into the zone. And it's grabbed in front by Jacob Evans. He sends the pass ahead. Lumberjacks will grab it, try to send it ahead. And Cummings trying to keep it in, and he does for the Lumberjacks. DeVorney skating out near the blue line now will send it in deep. West sends it around the boards. Can East hold his own? They do for a moment. Then it comes out to center ice. The school over there battling. Comes back into the zone. Now here come the Warriors back the other way. Parcells will carry it in. Parcells, backhanded pass in front. They tied up Conley, though. Good back check by Piscula. Once again, East tries to clear the zone. It hops over a stick, and they do. Cravens gets it taken away at center ice, though. Here comes West back the other way. Poked away from Conley. There's a shot, and a save made by Corbett. Glove save on a hard shot by Cale Bowman. 8:19 to play. 4-2 Warriors. Faceoff will come to the right of Ian Corbett. Puck is caught by West, carry right in front, and Corbett made another save. That was Zach Peterson who took that puck off the faceoff, carried it right in front, and got a shot away. Corbett is eating a lot of rubber tonight. He's being well outshot again in this one. Now another shot off the faceoff. That one was blocked. Peterson shoots again. That goes wide. Puck grabbed by Holcomb, and he will clear it out. Poked away at center ice. Now Krasowski tries to carry it in, and East is caught offside as Krasowski got knocked down, and we get a whistle. Faceoff will come just outside the West blue line. East-West Hockey brought to you in part by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Eric Schumacher takes the draw for the Lumberjacks. It comes over to the far boards. Battle for it there. Now popped out to center ice. Schumacher wins the race and gets it over to Holcomb. He sends it ahead. The Warriors will grab it. Now Cravens centers it to Krasowski. Couldn't handle the pass. Now Cravens gets it back. Shoots! And that deflects up and out of play. And we get a whistle. And East will still get an offensive zone faceoff here. Landon Daniel comes out to take this draw against Justin Anderson. And the puck is loose. East gets it toward the net and then cleared away at the last moment. Another shot! And another shot! They're scrambling in front of Wiegert. And now a penalty coming against West. We're going to get a penalty against the Warriors. It's going to be an interference call, and the Lumberjacks will get a power play here. A mad scramble in front of the net. And the Warriors were able to tie up the puck long enough. Wiegert knocked the puck aside. And then interference is the call against the Warriors. And East is on the power play here. Down two goals with 7:25 to play. The penalty called on Justin Zahn. And East wins the draw back to the point. And they hold it in barely. DeVorney gets the puck over to Cravens, takes the shot. That's blocked in front. Another shot at the point or in the slot. That goes wide. East controls it. Landon Daniel to DeVorney. Out to the point again. Knuckles. Knuckles. Back down to DeVorney. Skates in front. Shoots. Wiegert the save. The rebound is still there. And grabbed by East again. Out to the point again. Knuckles takes the shot. That's high. It didn't get through. The rebound is there, though, but West is able to clear it out. There's a broken stick on the ice. Actually, the Lumberjacks held the zone for a moment. Now West sends it the other way, and Knuckles will chase it down for the Lumberjacks. East long pass, chipped in by Andrew Daniel. Wiegert sends it behind his net to the corner. West looks to clear it, and they will. There were three Lumberjacks there, and somehow it got between all of them. Sam Romanski sends it over to Cravens. Now sends it ahead. This is DeVorney. DeVorney skates it around. Don't want to play with it too much in your own zone here. Now gets the pass ahead to Feck. He loses the handle on it. And here comes West into the zone shorthanded. Killing a lot of the time off right here. 42 seconds remaining in the power play, but East needs to get control of the puck here. West doing a good job of tying it up. Now Romanski gets taken down, and they're going to let him play on. Now Landon Dana will pick up the loose puck. Here he comes. Cross-ice pass. That's caught by McGinnity. McGinnity makes a move, gets free, carries it in, shoots! And the puck is deflected to the corner. Held in at the blue line nicely for a moment by Romanski. He got down and held that one in. East has it. McGinnity. Out to the point to Romanski. Romanski. Over to Feck. Feck. Look. Dances. Back to Romanski. Romanski's going to take a slapper. And that got blocked. Didn't get through. Warriors able to clear it. They've got a man coming out of the penalty box. Luckily, Feck heard that and was able to knock it back the other way. Penalty is over. The Warriors kill it off. And now thrown the length of the ice. West needed to get a change. They just threw that one the length of the ice and got an icing call with 5:11 to play here in the third. Still a two-goal game, 4-2 Warriors. Well, they had a chance. They had a chance on the man advantage and couldn't get one. And the Warriors still lead it by two. Based off in the east offensive zone, Warriors catch it and will send it the length of the ice. It's going to be on net. Corbett's got to play that, but it comes right out in front. There's a shot, and Corbett makes a glove save, and we get a whistle. .501 to play here in the third. 4-2 Wausau West. Well, if nothing else, a moral victory for the Lumberjacks as they have kept this game close, have kept it a game here. It was 2-2 in the second period. Now West controls it. There's a shot. That was deflected and went wide to the corner. Out on top. Warriors have it. There's a shot. Blocker saved by Corbett. Now back out on top again. East can't clear the zone. Now it's taken away. And here comes Gabe McGinnity. Stops. Shoots. And Wiegert makes a glove save on that. And we get a whistle. 4:35 to play. Gabe McGinnity decided to stop just inside the blue line and take a shot from there, and that allowed Wiegert to make the glove save. But East will get an offensive zone faceoff here with 4:35 to play. Devorney will take the draw, gets it back to the blue line. They go D to D with it. Romanski under pressure takes a shot blocked. Ben Feck overskated the puck. It's loose against the boards. Now he kicks it and is able to get control of it. Devorney has it now behind the net. He's being harassed. Devorney still has it. Out to the point. Romanski winds up, shoots! That went wide, and we've got a man in the crease. Austin Cummings got a toe in the crease there, so the faceoff will come out of the zone with 4:16 to play. Ben Feck takes the draw with Kevin Conley here. Actually, they're going to bring the faceoff off over to the other side, nearer the bench areas. Puck loose. East able to knock it in deep again. Devorney comes in on the forecheck. Puck in the corner, grabbed by Conley. He avoids pressure. And now skates past Devorney, sends the pass ahead. He gets it onto the stick of Gessler. Gessler will carry it in. Poke checked away from him into the corner. Comes out to the point, knocked out by Devorney. He's been out there for a long time. He's got to be gassed, but he's able to hold the zone. He's got Cummings with him. And Feck tries to center it. Couldn't get anything on that one. And West will grab it. Conley gets bashed into the boards. And the Warriors take it into the zone. Knocked away, though, by the Lumberjacks. Big check. But they can't clear the zone. Shot! And Corbett, and a goal on the rebound, and West will score again. Once again, East didn't clear the zone. How many times have I said that tonight? And West made him pay. Corbett made the initial save, and then the puck knocked in on the rebound, and it's 5-2 Warriors. 3:28 to play in this one. Two third-period goals here for West have given them some breathing room, and they lead it 5-2. That was the score the first time these two teams played back at the Marathon Cup early in December. Andy Cravens to take the faceoff at center ice against Sam Redens, who's taking a shift here for West. And now the Warriors, Adam Parcells, will grab it and send the pass out. It's caught out there by Nick Teschel. West getting some fourth line work here. Puck behind the East net. Lumberjacks look to clear it, and they will. They get it out of the zone. Run down there by the Warriors and sent back the other way. Centering pass is grabbed by Knuckles. He looks to clear it and does. And now West just playing their defenseman back. They're not going to give up any breakaways here. They'll send it in deep, and offside is going to be the call against Wausau West with 2:48 to play. Actually, we've got a penalty here against East. West is on the power play here. I didn't see that penalty call. They got a penalty here on Austin Cummings. unsportsmanlike conduct is the call against Austin Cummings. He's in the box here. And West is on the power play. They're 3-for-3 for power plays here so far tonight. East looking to clear it. Puck knocked into the corner. Trevor Holcomb trying to get a stick on it. West sends it behind the net. Gabe McGinnity is going to try to get it. Can he clear it, though, is the question. Not yet. Now the Lumberjacks will send it hard around the boards, but it goes right off one of their own players and stays in the zone. And once again, a chance to clear it, and they didn't take advantage of it. West with it. They turn. They shoot. Back door. Shot. That got through. Corbett tries to cover it and does and gets a whistle. 2:11 to play here. West Warriors are right back in action tomorrow night here at Marathon Park. They will be taking on Superior before heading over to Green Bay for a couple of games Saturday and Sunday against Fond du Lac and Heartland Arrowhead. Puck drops. And West has it. Pass is knocked away, but once again, East doesn't clear the zone. Now they will. Lumberjack hockey team back in action Saturday afternoon. They've got Sun Prairie here. Sun Prairie in town to play Everest tomorrow night. And East on Saturday afternoon. Puck loose at center ice. Warriors get it into the zone. Backdoor pass. Couldn't be handled. Hopped over the stick to the corner. Now puck knocked away. Andrew Danel knocked it away. And now East can grab it and clear it. And they will. Just 10 seconds remaining in the man advantage for West here. Into the zone they come with it. And going down doing the splits for the Warriors. And East able to clear the zone again. And that will kill off the penalty. And in the zone, a little turnover. Landon Daniel's got it. Still skating and now tries to pass it across. Held in by Jack Knuckles. It comes down into the corner. Battle forward in the corner. Warriors trying to get it out. And they can't turn over the zone. Landon Daniel, can he get a shot away? No, but a penalty coming against the Warriors. And East will have a power play here. East will get a power play here as Landon Dano got tripped as he was taking that toward the net. And East will get the man advantage here on the penalty, which is going to be called against Jacob Evans. And East is going to call a timeout and talk about this. And that'll give us a chance to tell you that East-West Hockey is brought to you in part tonight by the Bone and Joint Center. If you're injured, why wait until tomorrow when you can see an orthopedic specialist today? Welcome to the new Bone and Joint Walk-In Care, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. So a power play here in the final 104, but it's going to be too little too late. The Lumberjacks trail by three here, 5-2. This was a 3-2 game at the end of the second period. It was actually a 2-2 game up until about 16 seconds remain in the second period. And then the Warriors were able to get a power play goal and take that lead into the locker room during the second intermission. And they've been able to pop in two here in the third period, won a power play goal. They were 3-for-3 on the power play tonight and are going to pull out a win here and begin a stretch of playing four straight days. They took yesterday off. You've got to have at least one day off in any seven-day period. Normally, the day off is Sunday where there's no practice or games. But this weekend, they'll be playing a game on Sunday against Heartland Arrowhead over in Green Bay, part of a Green Bay tournament over there. They're taking on Superior here tomorrow as part of that. And then going over to Green Bay to play Fond du Lac on Saturday and Heartland Arrowhead on Sunday. So they were off yesterday, but now we'll play games four straight days. Landon Dano will take the faceoff on the power play for the Lumberjacks. And it comes out and cleared out of the zone right between the two East defenders out there. West is going to send in a man shorthanded as East has pulled their goaltender. They've got an empty net. They've got two extra skaters out there. So they should be able to control the puck here, you would think. Now they carry it in. Landon Dano. Dano tries to center it. And now overskating the puck is Devorney, but carrying it in is Feck, and there's a shot, and that was Knuckles who took that shot. Wiegert knocked that aside. Devorney gets it back. Feck, one-timer! That's deflected off of Metzinger. Andrew Daniel grabs it. Daniel has it. Skates it to the corner. Out to the point. Feck being pressured. DeVorney catches. Turns. Back to Feck. Feck can't handle it. And he's able to get it back. And now West able to clear the zone the other way, and that'll do it. Only 9 seconds remaining in this one. And the Warriors will escape with a hard-fought 5-2 win over the Lumberjacks here tonight.